shit, buddy. What's on the show today?
On today's show, the Coachella Music Festival popped off this weekend, and we were on location interviewing the biggest musicians on the planet. And O.J. Simpson died. You know? Plus, we'll be talking to a security guard who had a bird's eye view of a situation that happened at an art museum in Charmony. All this and much, much, many, much more. Let's start the fucking show!
Everyone get tested. You're definitely infected. You've wrecked them on the show.
Oh yeah, folks! Welcome to the Brett DeMott Show!
With Buddy!
The number one news and pop culture podcast in the world! I, of course, am your host, Brett DeMott, and joining me, as always, is my best friend and co-host, Buddy.
What's up, brother?
And together we are the Big Silly News Boys, according to one of Donald Trump's mid-trial daymares.
Yeah, they caught on video.
That's right. Every week we find the biggest, the dumbest, the weirdest, and wildest news from around the world. And then interview guests ripped straight from the headlines. We'll also go through some articles that you, our trusted reporters in the field, submitted to us this past week via our many social medias, which is, of course, at Brett DeMott Show on all of them.
Wow.
And folks, we got a hell of a show for you this week. A lot. An eventful week, to say the least.
So many things.
Of course.
So much news.
News.
So much pop culture.
So many things.
So much stuff.
Stuff with people. It's crazy. It's fucking nuts. It's absolutely wild. But folks, we're going to start this episode. By the way, my voice still sounds a little bit crazy, but I feel fine.
Sound pretty shitty.
I feel good, but
I sound bad.
I sound bad.
You sound bad.
I do sound a bit like I'm going to fall apart, but I'm not. I'm fine. We're going to start this episode the same way that we start every single episode of this show, of course, which is checking in with the old Apple Podcast reviews, which we tend to use a bit more like a little message board.
Yeah.
As long as you put a 5-star review into iTunes, we will read it on the show as long as it don't say really bad words. And even some of those words, we'll still read them.
We'll say them.
This first one comes from Joe H. Caswell, and it reads, so insanely funny.
Not weird.
Absolutely magic chemistry and premise.
Ooh, premise.
So relaxed and natural and funny.
A rare, regular, straight nice review.
Review, just yeah.
Nice. Hey, thanks, Joe.
Fantastic.
These another one from real weird.
Yeah, another one from Jace Kent. First five, top five. If I could give 10 stars for the first 5 episodes, I would.
Jesus.
Every episode since has been a 5 out of 5.
What?
Hashtag piss pod, hashtag cuck pod, hashtag never change.
I don't know what to do with all these compliments.
Yeah, this is wild.
And this last feels one, weird. I feel like I feel way more naturally comfortable when someone is being weird.
Being
strange.
Yes, it's strange to sincerely take a compliment.
Hold on. Thank you, Joe, and thank you, Jace.
Yeah, next
say
up.
It. Say it.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Jace. It felt weird.
It did, didn't it?
Next up, we got one from Coke Roach.
Okay, here we go.
There we go. Let's get weird. Says, buddy, lost your number. I'm at Ralph's. Goes on to say, did you want a rotisserie chicken or a raw chicken? I can't hold these forever. People are starting to look at me. Also, are we still on our date this weekend? On for our date this weekend. I love our chicken nights, but I want some one-on-one time with you.
Okay, I do know who this is.
Okay.
It's my stepmom.
What?
Okay. Remember I was giving you the whole lowdown on my mom divorced my dad, and then I got a stepdad, and then the stepdad and my mom got divorced, so I said my stepdad, and then he remarried, so I just had a stepdad and a stepmom as parents.
Right.
This is my stepmom. They have gotten a divorce as well. She is out there. She is single, and she's really hitting me up. I'm trying to keep some boundaries, but I don't know if I can.
Yeah, I think you should nip this one in the bud. This is weird.
No.
Yeah,
she's not my mom though.
No, but it is still weird.
Why?
Because you had a maternal relationship with this person at one point.
I was like 16 when she came in. So,
buddy, I don't know if I don't know if you want to look like this.
I always used to say, "You're not my mom." I used to say that all the time. So,
well, look, buddy, here's the thing: if you're comfortable looking like this on the internet, go for it.
She's not my mom, though.
Okay. You heard She's not first, my folks.
Mom. She is not my mom.
Buddy's dating a stepmom.
Technically, neither of them were my parents when I was living with them because my parents.
Okay. All right. You made this
bed. She never adopted me. What do you say about that? So
I don't care. It's still weird.
She's not my mom, dude. She's not my mom.
Well, that's this is a thing. The consequences of this, we will not know for a long time.
She cleans. She takes care of the house good. She tucks me in. She reads me bedtime stories.
Okay.
You know, she takes care of me.
I don't know if I like this, but I feel like she's taking care of.
She's not my mom.
Okay, great. We'll also want to check in with our Spotify comments. But first, we do need to clarify something from last week.
Right.
We got a comment from somebody named Jankum Johnson and thought Jankum was just a funny word.
Yeah. It was like, oh, wait, that's a funny word.
Yeah. So we thought it would be funny if we like made it into like show slang for being pranked or fooled.
Like you got jankumed.
Right. Kind of like you're saying, like, you got pie on your face. It's like, we just got jankumed.
Yeah.
Thanks to Mike Hallberg on Instagram, we found out that it's actually already a word.
And I did actually know this, which I think is why I was so attracted to the word.
Right. But it actually is a trigger warning. We're about to say something disgusting. It is a mixture of piss and shit that you let ferment and then you huff the fumes.
To get high and hallucinate and stuff. I remember that. I remember learning that, I think, in high school.
Yeah. Bad. And in hindsight, I do think I'd heard the word before, and I also kind of just like thought it was funny, didn't realize.
I should have known. I need to know when that trigger happens. That's just, it's not something, oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's something I've forgotten.
It's something that maybe is like repressed.
Mm-hmm.
That we like, should maybe well, consider that sounds for a cool, second.
And then I need to give it like 2 days to be like, oh.
Right. Before we just commit to it being like part of the show's
that canon. Was a memory.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But last week on the episode, we did put the question to Spotify to ask, is Buddy on to something with his rapture hats?
Yes, the answer is yes.
I don't know about that. But then we did get a couple responses. We got one from Jankum Johnson. And the comment says, you just got jankumed.
Okay. God damn it. Well, so it does mean that now, because we did get jankumed.
Right, but I think it also still means the other thing, so it's a tough line to kind of walk here.
I think people stop using it, so I think it's something that we can take back.
You know, we'll have to see where things shake out.
Yeah, everybody out there listening, if you get the chance and the word fooled or tricked or pie on your face comes up, stop yourself and say jankum.
Yeah, and if you could go to like Urban Dictionary and submit like 1,000 versions of it that don't say what it is.
Yeah, got a topic. And then when somebody's like, wait, you talk about huffing piss and shit to hallucinate? And you'd be like, no.
No. I'm talking about getting the goofed act of being, on.
The act of being goofed on.
The act of being goofed on.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, Jankum, thank you so together. Much for getting us again.
Thanks, Jankum.
Yes, thanks, Jankum.
You the man, Jankum.
Folks, we actually had probably the biggest week in history of the show. This past
unbelievable
week.
Stuff
we didn't
happened.
Announce it last
this is a
week.
Surprise.
Yeah, it was not officially finalized. Mm. But we had a huge week last week because obviously, as you all know now, Coachella was this past weekend, the first weekend of Coachella in Indio, California. A absolutely gigantic music festival anybody who's anybody knows about.
And you can just watch it on YouTube now. That's fun. I watched a lot of it on YouTube. On my phone.
We were incredibly excited. You had tons of incredible performances.
I mean, it's unbelievable all the people that play at these music festivals.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you had headliners like Tyler, the Creator.
Yeah.
You had Shakira. You had...
Shakira was there?
Shakira was there, yes. You had your Vampire Weekends.
Mm, yeah.
You know, you had tons of really great bands. But then the great thing about... the great thing about Coachella, folks, is all of the other bands that make up the bulk of the lineup.
Yeah, there's so many bands. There's 8 stages.
Yes. So, like, not only did you get to see all those great bands, you know, you got to see Jungle. You got to see Will Smith came back to perform with J Balvin. BB Rexha.
BB Trix.
Yes. But then you also got to see such incredible bands as Marilyn Manson.
Yeah. You got to see Jack and Antoine off.
Yeah. You got to see Lint Biscum.
You got to see Marina Del Rey.
Yes. You got to see Doodoo Leaper.
You love Vampire Weekend. You also got to see Werewolf Holiday and Mummy Midweek.
Yes. You also got to see Harrison Ford and the Chodes.
You got to see Doja Scat.
You got to see Hootie and the Bloated Fish. P-H-I-S-H.
You got to see Grimes DJ set, a.k.a. She played scratched CDs from a rusting Cybertruck.
Yes, and you also got to see David Byrne do Dave Matthews Band.
You got to see Dune 3 Ice Spice.
Yes, you got to see Barack Obama featuring Bubba Sparks.
J Balvin and Hobbs.
Lady Pawpaw.
Little Uzi Horizontal.
Kesha playing pickleball.
Sabrina the Teenage Carpenter.
And Sabrina Carpenter's son named Jesus Christ.
You got to see Tyler the Cremator.
You got to see Toots and the Doorknobs.
You got to see old Miko, not young.
Yes, you got to see the Ted Cruz Blues Explosion at the drive-thru porno barn.
God damn it. I should have seen them. That's the only ones I saw.
Oh, really? I saw a few more. I saw Mimes on Stilts. I saw Placido Flamingo. I saw Melton John. I saw Friendly Mercury of the band Queef. I saw Paper or Pasta. I saw the Benfold 7. I saw Megalodonna. And then I saw Willie Nelson and Friends, sponsored by Bernie Sanders Magnum Condoms.
Oh, my God.
Yes. We got to see so many great bands, folks. It was incredible. It was really...
You smurfed me on that bit.
Yeah, sorry. But, you know, it wasn't all wonderful stuff that came out of Coachella. Obviously, a not very well-publicized story.
Yeah, this was actually tragic. This might be an exclusive. I don't know if...
I think this is exclusive. Nobody scooped us on this. But, of course... Lil Yachty was unable to perform last weekend after being attacked and killed by orcas.
Yeah, fucking tragic.
Yeah, that's right. Lil Yachty was killed by orcas, folks.
I mean, we've been
warning of this.
We've been warning him for months.
Yeah. Well, so much else happened. You know, lots of celebrity sightings.
Yeah.
Obviously, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce were spotted. Barry Cogan was seen supporting his girlfriend, Sabrina Carpenter, during her performance. But you could take these, buddy.
We got to see, also spotted out, we saw Tony Hawk and Susan Boyle kissing at the Sahara tent.
Yes.
We saw a super couple, Ed Sheeran and Andy Reid, 69ing on the Energy Playground. That was really cool. And the biggest celebrity dating sighting was Drew Brees was photographed doing ketamine with wind chimes at the Heineken house.
That's right, folks. This, of course, confirms a few of the celebrity relationships that were mentioned on our episode recently with Tiffany Key Largo.
Yeah, our celebrity gossip expert.
If you want to learn a little bit more, go back and listen
confirmed.
To that episode.
I mean, I honestly, I didn't know what to believe. You never know in these, like, where these stories come from.
Yeah.
And one after the other, I was just like...
Yeah, it's incredible.
Susan Boyle was right there.
It was wild to see her in the flesh, honestly. But we also buried the lead here, buddy. We did bury the lead a bit here because Buddy and I were very lucky this year. We got asked to go to Coachella to participate.
And we said yes.
We said yes, of course. Why would we ever say no? They said there was a sort of podcasting area that they set up. It was really awesome. Mm-hmm. Tupac's hologram was there.
That was really cool. The podcast area, they had like kind of brought props and stuff from like previous Coachellas.
It was kind of like a museum, a Coachella museum of sorts.
Yeah, and fucking Tupac was just right there on stage with us.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. But but we obviously...
Drew a crowd.
Yeah.
That people thought Tupac was performing, and then they realized that there was a podcast being recorded.
But the big news here was it was our first year, so obviously we're not going to get the best spot in the podcasting area. So we did get sort of relegated to a different, a less than ideal spot, which actually unfortunately did end up making a lot of the audio from our interviews unusable.
It was so loud.
It was loud.
I mean, it was so loud. The music, but we the people.
But we do want to, just to prove that it did happen, because I think there's people out there who are like, no way, that didn't happen. We do want to play a little bit of the audio from our podcasting area, just to prove to the haters out there that we were actually there.
We were there.
Because we were lucky enough to get a sit-down interview with none other than
crazy.
Gwen Stefani.
This is crazy.
Moments before she took the stage with a No Doubt reunion show, we were able to interview her. So for anybody out there who thinks we're lying about being there, I think we should just play. We'll play this clip, and just so you know, the audio is, we'll call it less than ideal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Three, two, one, and welcome to the show, Gwen Stefani. Wow, incredible to have you here today.
Can't believe I'm here. What?
Hope you're excited for your set tonight at Coachella. And I guess me and all the rest of the listeners out there had a question. How did this whole No Doubt reunion come to be?
Oh my gosh. It was, again, one of those things out of the blue. Just all of a sudden, it was like, it was the time we were going to do it. Who knew? Like, we're there now. Like, it was always probably going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know about Coachella, but just we're going to do a show again together, I'm sure.
Eventually,
And it was just, this is the year, you know? And I think the most exciting part is just hearing how excited
actually, hang on. One second, Gwen. Can you just hold for sound real quick? Sorry about this. Just gets a little crazy over here. Okay, I think we're good. Here we go. So now that you're getting back together, are you, do you reminisce about the old days that much? You know, like, what do you guys think, when you think back to the old days when you guys were just getting started, how do you feel about that time?
We were in a band together for like 9 years before Just a Girl got on.
Right.
And we got so cocky, like, about our, like, live
show. Totally,
Because we were just...
You were great.
We were so, like... determined not to make it, but just to be great live, and like
your reputation.
We would just get out there and just be like, no matter what, you are gonna have fun.
Gwen, hang on one more second. I swear, just hold 1 second. Let's just let's ride this out for a second.
I know you do. I gotta take a shit, man.
I'm sorry.
You ain't sorry about shit. All right, I gotta take a shit.
Use a different toilet.
Why there ain't many toilets?
Jesus, I'm sorry about this, Gwen. Hang on, just 1 sec. Sorry.
Come on now. Let me in there.
Let him in.
Body, please leave me alone. Occupy.
I don't care if you're occupied. You got to finish up in there now, son. I got a shit.
Occupy.
I heard you said occupied, but I got to get in there because I got to take a shit now. Come on.
I'm rocking out with two chicks and I'm getting double dome.
Fuck off.
You please leave me alone?
God damn it. Get out of here.
I'm getting domed up thick style. child. Please leave me alone.
Everybody's ain't Gwen, fucking top, dude.
I'm so sorry about this, Gwen. Hey, buddy, can we find another place to record? This is getting ridiculous.
Since the first moment of the day, man.
No.
Jesus.
Dude, you can't just cut in line in the porta potties, okay? There's a line, dude.
I get that, man, but I gotta take a big old shit, man. You
yeah,
understand.
We all gotta take big old shits, dude. I'm Rick Warren on cocaine trying to go see Bigger Rex and Beefy Tricks. Okay?
Fuck you, man.
I gotta get Don Saratan to see Bigger Rex and Beefy Tricks.
I don't even mean it. You don't even know who them damn bands are, man.
Yes, I do.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Tricks
and Bigger Rex. Get out.
Jesus Christ.
Right here for these fucking podcast guys. Turn your mics off.
It's fine. You're fine.
Turn your mics off.
I'm not going to turn them off.
You could probably
Gwen, I'm so sorry about this.
Shit sinks.
Yeah.
Everywhere, dude.
You can't tummy punch when somebody's got diarrhea, man.
No, that's my beat. Look, follow me. I'll go hose you off backstage, okay?
You work here?
Yeah, dude. Yes, I work for BB Trigger Brenner.
Jesus. Fuck. All right. Well, Gwen, let's just get back into it. So, what do you think? It's probably going to be like riding the bike when you get back out there on stage, huh, Gwen?
I think it's going to be like that because it is kind of like that every time I get on stage. Like,
you're right. Same. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, it turned out pretty good.
Yeah, we were there, folks. Obviously, if you can't tell, we were stationed right behind a big line of porta potties.
Yeah.
Or porter potties.
Porta potty, the main line they called it.
Yeah, it was the main line, and things got a little crazy, and you can't catch it. You didn't catch it on the tape, but that fight did make quite a mess. And in some people's minds, it really did make the show overall a bit less good.
Yeah, there was a domino situation where somebody pushed one over and knocked a whole bunch over, and there was kind of. Basically, the whole area we were in became like a slush of like piss and diarrhea and that blue like
goo.
Liquid. But like all our equipment was there. So it was also like electrocuted. Like, you get electrocuted
it was tough.
In it. So.
And you probably, I mean, honestly, you may have seen there was like a Reddit thread about it. And one of the. One person in the Reddit thread did review the No Doubt show.
Yeah.
And said, I was at the front of the stage and Gwen Stefani looked and sounded amazing.
Of course. What a queen.
But she did smell like fucking shit. Like really bad.
Oh, wow.
She really stunk like shit and her skin looked a little blue, like the shade of blue you see in porta potties.
Mm.
So that's upsetting.
But shout out to Gwen. She was cool about it. She
went on and
she brushed
rave
her shoulders
reviews
off.
Otherwise.
Yeah.
Rave reviews for the set. And we were there.
I mean, they didn't let us watch anything, but I did watch it on my phone in the back. I watched her performance. You can tell that she stunk from YouTube.
Yeah. You could smell it through the screen in a just vibe-wise. The band, you know, there was like the whole point where like for a lot of the show, the band was out on the like extended outward stage and she just left for a little while and changed clothes, stayed kind of far away from them for a significant portion of the set.
She slipped a lot.
She did slip a lot also because the tread in her shoes was.
Yeah, apparently she couldn't untie the shoes that she had worn.
Yeah.
And they got so gooed up that like they became like impossible to untie.
Yeah. So very sorry to Gwen and her publicist who has reached out asking for some sort of compensation. We ain't got nothing for you. So keep emailing.
Yeah,
you ain't going to see a dime from us.
Yeah. You might even see us change our email.
That might happen.
Yeah.
We're not afraid to change anything. We changed the whole name of this show in the middle of it.
On
so
a whim.
We would
on a whim.
We changed it. So that's it. Obviously, a lot happened at Coachella. We really did get a lot done. So thank you, anyone who also stopped by and said hello to us. And we're sorry also for everything that happened in relation to that.
Yeah, to all the fans that showed up and like were listening and then, you know, had to sit there and smell it and hear it and all that stuff. Like, shout out to you. Thanks.
Folks, we got a guest on the show today. Very exciting stuff. We, you know, we make an effort on this show to have well-rounded coverage. You know, we like to touch on pop culture. We like to touch on music, sports, all those great topics. But recently, we've really tried to put a little bit of effort into like covering more highbrow topics, like with artists and art in general. And as you all listened to the bonus headline last week, you know that we covered a person who I would say is maybe an artist. I don't know. Maybe not an artist.
I loved it.
It's a matter of opinion, we'll say.
In the follow, I'm checking out all his new work. Can't wait for his next installment.
Of course, of course. So, but we were really lucky this week because we had an article sent in to us from Mario 42 on Discord and Gina Foner on Instagram that had a little something to do with art. And let's just go ahead and read that headline and read the article. The headline reads, German museum worker fired after hanging his own art in the gallery. That's right, folks. For a brief moment, one German man achieved his dream, his artwork hanging in a famous museum. But just hours later, the aspiring artist's hopes for his big break were dimmed when his stunt instead landed him in big trouble.
Aye.
That's right. The freelance artist smuggled one of his paintings into the Pinakothek der Modern in Munich. That's right. It's in Germany. I don't think I said that right, but whatever. It doesn't matter. And it hung on the wall in one of the galleries. After security discovered the new addition to the museum's collections, they promptly took down the display and the man was fired.
Damn.
Because of his employment, the man had access outside of normal opening hours and no one noticed him putting up the picture. It's unknown how long the painting, which measured 60 centimeters by 1.2 meters, which European measurements means about 2 feet by 4 feet, was on the wall, but Naylor, who was the artist's name, said it was likely not there for long. The supervisors noticed something like this immediately. This is one of the supervisors speaking. She noted that she did not know what the painting depicted. The incident also caught the attention of the police, who said the man was under investigation for damage to property, a crime which could carry a fine or prison sentence of up to 2 years.
2 years for hanging fucking art?
Yeah, that's wild,
folks.
Get
the fuck out of here.
And a lot of people are...
Our world's crazy, man. Yeah. Our world is nuts.
They do prioritize
stealing,
weird
thieving,
things.
Money.
Yeah. And you know, you'd think that a museum has a little bit more vigilant. Is a little bit more vigilant.
Yeah.
And that's not a judgment, because I've let some pretty wild things happen in my home over the years without noticing. So I ain't judging anybody, but we are very lucky today because we have an inside source on the story, folks, as we love to get. We're going straight to the source's mouth as we...
Wow, haven't heard you say that.
We haven't said that one in a while, but we are so lucky because the security guard from this museum, who I believe happened to find this painting on the wall, agreed to come on the show today to talk to us a little bit about this story. So let us welcome to the show the security guard from this museum, who goes by the name of Peppers. Peppers, how you doing?
What? What's going on? How y'all doing?
We're doing good. Peppers, you okay?
What you lighting?
What are you
there,
lighting?
Man?
Oh, I'm just lighting a little Palo Santo. Little Palo Santo, just to get my energy right. You know, I have been through a lot lately. A lot's happened since the incident, you know?
Yeah.
It smells good.
Yeah, you're referring to it as an incident definitely implies to us that it was a pretty huge deal. Obviously, you are the security guard at this museum, so I'm sure a lot of sort of fingers are being pointed. A lot of people are asking you questions.
At me. They're pointing it at me. It's my job Look, I'm 75 years old, okay? I can't see
you. Look
see
great, by the way. You oh, look great.
Thank you. I mean, that's one of the reasons, if you can't tell, obviously, I'm not German. I'm from Georgia. Georgia, U.S. And I came out here when I was 25, and I been, you know, and it's done wonders for my skin tone, for my health, and everything.
Yeah, but, you haven't even picked up any German accent, which is cool. It's been like 50 years there. Can you speak any German?
Hell no. Anyway, I love this guy. I thought his art was great. They don't expect me to know all the art by heart.
And right.
Then, yeah.
You know, they asked me, say, why'd you let this guy put his art up? And I said, look, that man, I can't remember his name, but I see him in the museum. He does tours and stuff. And we say hi, you know. Sometimes I have a real, like, you know, it's crazy. You know, sometimes tourists come in there. I don't know who's listening to this, but it gets real nasty. But sometimes tourists come in. And we, you know, I'll just hook up with these girls, these Australian girls or whatever.
Peppers. And, come on, Peppers.
I'm Peppers. I'm spicy. I'm spicy.
So hold on. So you hook up with people who are on tours. That's not an issue at this museum.
No, I mean, I don't do it at the museum, you know. Okay. To go meet up later. But this guy, he was one of the tour guys, and we used to talk about it. You know, he come in to work in a break room, and I'd be like, man, let me tell you about these Australians last night, man. And he used to love it. He always listened to my sex story. So I thought, yeah, that's a great guy. You know, just let me feel heard. And I let him put his art up.
It was a fair trade for you. It's like, this guy lets you tell him your sex stories. You say, yeah, throw your art up on the wall for a couple of days.
And like, it's an art museum. So why not just throw some art up on the wall? Like,
that's
who
right,
cares?
Sir. That's right. Like, you know, girls would come in. I'd say, hey, you see that painting? I know that guy. And then we'll have a story.
Wow, so that kind of helped you.
Yeah, it was like a point of connection. Yeah, no, yeah, I get that. I think you always need that. It's always nice to have like that that lifeline, you know? Like, you could say, or you could even say to people, you could be like, hey, I know your tour guide. I'll make sure that he shows you the good stuff. You know what I mean? He'll take you in the secret rooms with like the really fancy stuff that we don't show everybody.
There's no secret room. What are you talking about?
Oh, my bad.
This is a museum, man. It's just all out there. It's walk in. There's only one way to go. You go in, you go out.
Right.
It takes about an hour and a half. Get out of there.
Oh, nice okay. Museum. I guess I haven't really done a lot of art museums in my life. So I guess maybe that's my ignorance kind of bubbling to the surface.
You young kids, you think you know everything. Hey.
I guess you have a level of wisdom that I do not think Buddy or I does have. So I do understand. You're speaking from a place of authority. So I apologize for speaking out of turn there, Peppers.
No problem at all. No problem. I'm just a little nervous. You know, I've never been on the news before. So I just don't want to, you know, I don't know. I don't know where this is going to be aired. If my family back home, I have a big family back home that I abandoned. But, yeah, I don't want them to hear about this. I'm just there. You guys, it's all good. I just, you know, I worked in museums my whole life, so I get a little personal when it comes to
You left a big family behind. You said you left when you were like 25 for Germany, and you've been there for like 50 years, so you had a big family by the time you were 25.
Yeah, I had four kids. And then those kids had four kids, and they had four kids, and so on.
Oh, got it. Not before you left. That just right now.
The family has grown since you've left, and now it's almost like that thing where it's like you ever like you start something and then you walk away and you look back and you're like, wow, that's gotten out of hand. I don't even know where to sort of find my way back into this anymore. I think maybe you should. I think maybe you should put the Palo Santo out, Peppers. No, I feel like it's causing trouble.
It's healing me. It's healing me.
I mean, you look great, but I feel like your insides are awful.
Oh yeah, it's probably all that fucking. Got it all fucked up. Summer girls are nasty. Anyway.
The Peppers, one question I have is, like, since this has happened, you still, I'm assuming, are still employed at this museum. Were you punished in any way? Like, were you reprimanded?
Yes. Yeah. I got a couple write-ups. You know, they gave me two write-ups. I'm like, how are you going to give me two write-ups? I didn't even have one write-up. And they're like,
were they two different ones?
No, they just gave me two strikes for one incident. It's
fair.
That's not fair.
Yeah, you guys are right on point, man. Y'all should come with me. Come back to Germany. Where are we? Are we in Germany still?
Yeah, you are. You are. I believe you are calling us from Germany. Seems like you're in your apartment, which is beautiful, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I got a nice little condo, man. The Australian girls love it, man. It's crazy. But I want to say... But they give me two write-ups, so I got one strike left, and then I'm fired, and then I get fired, man. So I don't know.
You've never been in trouble before in the past? I'm assuming you if they're giving you two strikes at once, this must mean that this was a huge deal for them.
Absolutely no. I was a straight A student in there, whatever that means for that context. I did not get in trouble at all. I was always on guard. No pun intended. I was always. Is that a pun?
Yeah, it is a pun. I think it is a pun. I think technically it is a pun. I think. Yeah, I was.
Well, I think it's just what he was. So I don't know if it.
I don't. Like, I'm on guard. Anyway, so I, I always kept people safe, you know?
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. People love security guards because we talk all. We're always talking. You want to talk? You want to come talk to me?
That's right.
I got a gift of gab, let me tell you. And people will stand there all day and I'll tell them my stories. I'm Peppers. I used to eat Peppers a lot. They call me Peppers.
Wait, so Peppers isn't even part of your actual name?
You just ate so many Peppers, they called you Peppers?
Yeah, no, my real name is something else.
You should keep it secret. We don't want to dox you.
Controversy.
Yeah.
What kind of pepper intake are we talking? Like, how many peppers you got to eat to be called Peppers, man. And what kinds?
All the peppers: serrano peppers, jalapeno peppers, red bell peppers.
Not really the spiciest peppers. These are like pretty mild. Pretty
green all peppers. Stuff that you can get at Subway.
They're on my
banana side. Peppers.
Yeah,
crushed just black regular pepper.
coarse ground black pepper. Pepper.
Roni, yeah, pepperonis.
Pepperonis. All types of peppers. That was a wild thing. Spicy guys. But yeah, I had a question. So I actually never followed up with my man, the guy who got in trouble. Did you say he got 2 years in prison?
It's a potential. Yes, I don't think he's been sentenced yet. It's either a fine or it's going to be a couple years in prison. Which is, I mean, that seems steep. I'll be honest. We're talking a lot about harsh punishments, and yeah. I think that is like pretty extreme for just hanging a picture.
Yeah, that's like, cruel. That's cruel. Yeah. What about those other guys who throw paint on the pictures, paint on the wall? What do they get? I mean, it's no worse than what they did. You know?
Yeah, I think those people probably get beat up by police.
They
get.
That's why. That's
they get,
why I
they
left
get their
America.
Asses real kicked.
That's why. I came
and it's
to
also.
Germany.
It's also such a weird like crime because the crime is stealing paintings. You're giving,
This is like opposite art theft. It's art gifting.
Okay, let me ask you this: if someone came in your house without your permission and painting on the wall and left, how would you feel about that?
Huh? That's a good question.
You see the house I got? Nobody decorates.
Do you like the painting? Do I like the painting that has been placed in my house?
Yeah, let's say you don't love it, but you're like...
you're indifferent.
Yeah, you're in context, you know, you understand what they were going for. this Palo Santo is bullshit. You got to they told me it would help with my stress, you know.
But yeah. I mean, I guess it'd be... I'd be like, oh, cool, art. But then I'd also be like, how the fuck did somebody get in my house and are they still here?
Yeah, you can't have it. I understand. You can't just come in a museum and just start putting shit up in there.
No. He was already working there, so he was already there.
Yeah, so, but, you know?
Thing they say in the handbook.
I do have a pretty relevant sort of situation that happened in my life. So I used to be married a few years ago. And I remember one time I went to work, and when I came home, my wife Bibi had replaced all the pillows on the couch with like nice decorative fancy new pillows and had gotten rid of the ones that I had gotten used to, which were these kind of like football leather textured they had my energy. And so she replaced them with these like sort of frilly pillows that like weren't my vibe at all. And I do understand that feeling, kind of walking into a room being like, hang on, I had this room feeling the way that I wanted it to feel. And now there's this like new energy that's been sort of presented to me. So I could understand if
I should have called the cops on her.
Right.
And got her 2 years in the penitentiary.
Yeah.
Hey, but so, my wife, please.
Take my wife. Turn into straight up Rodney Dangerfield. So all this to say, I could understand if this was like a room of all Da Vinci paintings or Van Gogh or whatever, and this guy goes and throws his painting in there, and then people come in there like, I've never seen this Van Gogh painting. And it's like, you know, a little like dog eating a stick of bread or something. It's like it does.
Right. Here's the interesting thing. How do you even know? How do they even know? Like, it wasn't even, because, man, I look at all this art. I worked at all these museums, and you see art sometimes, it just looks like garbage, really. Like, just bullshit up there. And then how does the guest or the customer, the museum, the tourist go in? How do they know the difference between Van Gogh and this tour guide's painting? They don't even know. Yeah. They might, they're like, oh, this looks like art to me, you know?
So I guess it's the label. As long as you label it right.
Yeah.
Because everybody's just reading labels, right?
See, that's interesting. That's interesting. But, you know, I think what he did was wrong, but I support it because I let him do it. And I nothing to stop it.
What it look like? What is his art?
It was a little boy. It was like a little boy in the big field. So like a big field of grass and a little boy in the middle. And I felt that. That's how I feel in Germany. I'm a little boy out here.
Lost. So it really emotionally resonated with you.
Wow.
A lot of people escape from America to live a better life, but they really haven't realized they're escaping something that is inside of themselves.
Damn.
And that's what I'm going through.
It's funny that you talk about how like you like escaped
I see.
America, like you may have been having a tough time. You escaped America. It's like 50 years ago. When you got to Germany, I think it was still split into East and West Germany. So you were, which side were you on? And what was the fall of Berlin Wall like?
Yeah. Oh, man. Man, you should have left. I have my wall background. I wanted to use my wall background.
I didn't realize that was the Berlin Wall.
It's okay. I was on the good side. The good side
good.
Of the wall.
Right.
That's good.
And then they tried it. They tore it down, man. But a lot of fun, a lot of disco, a lot of dancing, a lot of coke. It was great.
That's what I've heard about the fall of the Berlin Wall. A lot of people don't know that it kind of turned into a big party as they were dismantling it. Everybody was just kind of doing cocaine. Disco music was playing.
Everybody's back together, you know?
Yeah. It's finally people who have been separated for years.
Music. Yeah. But yeah, absolutely. I've been through a lot out here, but I definitely, man, you know, I was scared, you know, being a black dude in Germany. You don't know what to expect. But I tell you, man, the Germans blood and chocolate. But yeah, they real nice out here. Germany treat brothers well. They treat us well out here.
That's great to hear. So now, Pepper, obviously you got to move forward here. You know, they haven't fired you. You got one strike left. So I feel like you're probably going to be on your best behavior, whatever that means, going back to the museum here now. So
go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to ask, is there some sort of plan you have? You obviously have to do things differently now, because I think you are on a little bit of thin ice.
Right.
Do you have thoughts on sort of how you're going to sort of move through the future and sort of keep yourself from getting in any more trouble? Because I know one more strike, you're out of there. And I don't even know what that actually means for you.
Yeah, you know, I thought I was too old to get strikes. I mean, like, to get fired at 75, look, I don't have to do nothing but stand around all day. Why y'all on my ass? That's what I feel like. So, you know, honestly, I'm realizing that I should be there right now. I'm here talking to you.
Oh, no. So,
wait, you're missing.
Wait, you're missing a shift? Yeah,
they might give me my third strike.
No, Pepper. Look, we'll call him. We'll call him and let
call
you know.
Him sick, like, maybe we'll call him.
Yeah, call him. Let him know I was with you guys. Let him know that I.
Yeah, I mean, they listen to this episode, they'll hear you coughing constantly, and maybe we can cut out the parts where you blame the Palo Santo or anything like
that.
And we'll just be like, we talked to Pepper, and he was not doing well, and so everything's fine.
Good. All right, yeah, that's good.
Your back. In the same way that you got this artist back, we have your back, Pepper.
We got to support the arts, man. You know, that all these people, you know how much it costs to go to this museum? It costs $150. I mean,
Jesus.
These people are insane. They're coming there paying this money to see this garbage on the wall. Just all this bullshit. This one picture, it's just a woman. She has one tit out. It's like, what is this? Is this art? You know, when I was growing up, you get your watercolors, you paint the watercolors, and it's make a little ocean, with a little sunshine on top. And, you know, that's
so you would rather this museum be essentially children's paintings than any of the art that's in there right now?
Oh, shit, that's dope. That's dope. That'll be tight. I'm so serious.
Maybe if they fire you,
a museum for children's art. Is that real? Yeah. Does that exist?
It's got to exist. It has to exist somewhere. There's got to be a children's art museum.
I think it's
got to be.
I've never heard of
children
one.
Children of the future. That would be so dope. Man, I'm going to do this. I'm so serious. Security
Peppers. You Peppers are going to start the world's first children's
other version gallery. Just the person Peppers is really going to do this.
Wow.
I got to keep my job. I only have a few years left on this planet, and I want to spend it at the museum because it's a great museum, and I just got to.
Well, it sounds like you get a pretty considerable other perk out of the museum, which of course is the company of beautiful Australian women.
Yeah, I think they got me getting COVID or something because I'm just coughing my ass off.
They might look, people traveling still. It's still spreading, folks. Despite what anybody says, the pandemic is not over.
Oh God!
It's not over. You know? It ain't over until we say it's over. You know
exactly. Well, Peppers, look, I honestly, I'm so sorry about those two strikes, man. I know that's not stress that a guy of your stature and your age is looking to have on their play, and I'm hoping that maybe there's some way that you can. Is there like a restitution kind of program where you can like get these strikes worked off your record, maybe like volunteering or anything like that? I feel like if there's anything we could do to help you, obviously both of us are down. We want to help you out.
Why don't you guys come by the museum, talk to my peoples, you know, we can work something out. They have a program where we basically, you know, clean the museum. It's really fun. You get to ride on those buffer things and and ride around in them. You know.
Yeah. No, that
you
sounds
guys,
great.
You guys want to do that?
Yeah. You,
well, we can ride something.
We'll come by. We'll come by. Yeah, we'll come by. We'll ride around on those buffer things.
They don't have a cleaning staff. It's a la carte cleaning staff. So we have to, if we offer to do it, it helps the museum keep it clean.
Well,
so
you guys if that means, Peppers, that you will get one of those strikes marked off your record, Buddy and I will fly to Germany. And we will clean. We will ride around on one of those buffer things.
We will.
And we will clean those floors as much as we have to make sure that you get one of those or both of those strikes off your record. Because I hate to hear it. You seem like a great guy. You seem like you are just doing your best, and you kind of got caught in a bad situation where you thought you were doing the right thing, and these people are holding it against you. So I, for one, don't believe you deserve the treatment that you've gotten.
Absolutely. All I want to do is support the arts. That's it. Support the artists. It don't matter if you're motherfucker Michelangelo or this guy. I don't know why I can't remember his name, but the guy who put up his art, he's just as good as them. Everyone deserves a platform. Everyone deserves a platform.
Absolutely.
But it looks like he's going to prison, so that's a wrap on him.
That is unfortunate, you know. But Peppers, we really appreciate you being on the show today, man. When we read this story, we were excited to know that we could potentially get you on the show to get a little bit more. I don't think you need to light more Palo Santo, Peppers.
I gotta get you guys healed and everything. I want to thank y'all.
Oh, thank
for
you.
Let me thank you.
How breathe
thank
it
you.
In?
Can you smell it? Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for having me. Thank you for continuing to put out the good news, spread the good word, and make sure people know about the return of the king who's coming back.
Wait. What kind of podcast do you think this is, Peppers?
I thought it was a church podcast.
No. No, this is a sort of news and pop culture podcast where we cover the news from around the world. I mean, nothing against people who are religious, but that's not, unfortunately, that's not what this podcast is.
No problem at all. Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
Okay. Good. I'm good. I'm sorry for that miscommunication. I feel like maybe from now on, when we invite guests on,
that's my fault. I did no research before I got on here.
You just assumed. That's fine.
It's absolutely fine. You got the long hair. I was like, they must support Christ or something.
They must support Christ.
I'm an atheist. I don't believe in any of that garbage.
Wait, oh, okay.
I was gonna come on here and convert you guys to atheism.
Oh, well, maybe that's another show, Peppers. We'll bring you on another time and we can get a little more deeper into your religious beliefs, because that's all the time we got with you for today. Well, Peppers, before we get you out of here, man, we do want to, you obviously got, I'm sure you got other stuff going on. Is there anything else going on in your life that you want to tell our audience about? Again, this isn't a Christian podcast or anything, so it can be other stuff that's exciting. Like,
Right. What I want to tell y'all about is, so as you know, I'm going to die soon, and I've been making a really good point to experience music at the highest level. I think that's the highest form of art, you know.
Absolutely. And, okay. Not even fine art. You think music is better than the stuff that is in your museum?
Because you can't see it. You can't see it, my brother. You can't see it.
Yeah. So of course.
But I did learn about that at the museum in the bookstore. There was a book that talked about that. It's called Stoicism, I think. But anyway, I saw this this guy Lamar Woods. He's a rapper from LA or Atlanta by way of LA or whatever. But he's got an album out on Spotify, Apple, Tidal. And you can go check it out. It's called Highly Sensitive Person. Sensitive guy crying on the album, spilling his guts. I mean, spilling his beans on the album. It's embarrassing for him, but it sounds really great. And so I listened to the album and also followed him on Instagram at Prophmatic, at Prophmatic. So great. Check that out, because that is definitely keeping me alive, at least another month.
Well, that's incredible then. Peppers, everybody out there, just so you know, Peppers just gave you the key to his longevity, which is listening to an artist named Lamar Woods and following that artist on Instagram at Prophmatic. So go ahead and do that. And Peppers, thank you again for being here, my man. We really appreciate it. And we'll we hope for the best for you into the future, my man.
Yeah, God bless y'all both.
Well, thank you so much, Peppers, for that. We appreciate you stopping by.
God bless.
Really great. Great to have a contact in Germany now. And we
Are we really going to go?
I'm not going to go. I was lying.
Okay, good. I can't afford that shit.
No, I was
just... get the days off at O'Charlie's. You kidding me?
Right, right. And we can't take the time for the podcast unless we do it remote, which I don't know. But folks, one last thing before we get out of here.
I mean, it's pretty big.
Huge headlines this week as well, because as... You know what? I'll let you take this one, buddy. I'll let you take
Oh, really?
One. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. I wasn't ready for this. But okay. The headline reads, I guess, right?
Yeah.
The headline reads,
O.J. Simpson dead. O.J. Simpson, the story reads, O.J. Simpson, who was acquitted of killing his ex-wife, Nicole Brown, and Ron Goldman, but we all know he did it, wink, wink, has died after a battle with cancer.
I think you have to throw an allegedly in there or something. You can't say that we all know that he did it.
You cannot say that.
No. Yeah, I think you have to throw an allegedly in there.
But so I just, said wink, wink, like a...
Yeah, that...
But we all know he did.
Right, but we... For our legal sake, okay. Throw an allegedly in there.
Okay.
O.J. Simpson, dead. O.J. Simpson, who was acquitted of killing his ex-wife, Nicole Brown, and Ron Goldman, but we all allegedly know he did it.
That's not what I mean, buddy. Do it again. Put the allegedly. That was not where the allegedly goes.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry. My bad.
It's about the killing.
Yeah, hold on.
You don't have to do the headline again.
You don't have to do that?
No, we can cut this out. Just do it with the allegedly.
About flow. It's just about flow.
Fine.
My flow.
O.J. Simpson dead. O.J. Simpson, who was allegedly acquitted of killing his ex-wife, Nicole Brown, and Ron Goldman, has died of cancer.
This is why I don't let you do this very often. I will do this, okay? I'm going to do it. Hit the music.
Okay. Whatever.
O.J. Simpson is dead. That's right, folks. O.J. Simpson, who was acquitted of killing his ex-wife, Nicole Brown, and Ron Goldman, allegedly died of cancer.
That's what you meant? That's where it's supposed to go.
Yes, he allegedly died of cancer. Oh, okay. The cause of death
is... guess what you don't know? We don't know, but he did kill them.
He was acquitted, but he allegedly died of cancer. Get it right, buddy.
Okay.
But his death is getting a lot of heat online for a reason you might not know about, actually.
This one took a weird turn of
Yes.
There was a weird bit of outrage.
Yes, and OJ, his death actually made a list this weekend. And it was causing a bit of controversy, and maybe not the way you think. The list is...
This is from Rolling Stone. Should I play the thing?
Yeah, I think so. Rolling Stone top 10 deaths that didn't make anyone sad.
What a weird list.
Yes, a really
Rolling
wild
Stone
list.
Did this?
A really, really, really wild
top 10
list.
10 deaths that didn't make anyone sad.
Yeah, that's right. And this list is a who's who of really terrible people.
Yeah.
And of course, number one is Hitler. Number two, Mussolini. Number three, Pol Pot.
Yeah.
Number four, Idi Amin.
Yeah.
Number five, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Okay.
Number six, Joseph Stalin.
Right, right.
Number seven, Yeah. Number seven, Vlad the Impaler.
Vlad the Impaler. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Number eight, Ted Bundy.
Right.
Number nine, Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And number 10 is O.J. Simpson. So,
all right.
O.J. Simpson was number 10 on Rolling Stone's top 10 deaths that didn't make anyone sad.
Yeah. And to be honest, we think it's a little harsh. It's harsh. It's harsh. Look, we know
we are not defending.
Yeah. We allegedly know that he did it. Okay.
We are not defending his actions. We all know that he killed his wife. And allegedly or not, we all know he was one of the worst people in the world. But
it is harsh.
This list has
it's harsh.
Pretty much everyone on this list killed
more than thousands to millions of people.
Yes. Yeah. And so, not that OJ deserves to be on a list of people whose deaths were consequential.
Right, sure.
But it's pretty wild.
Yeah, to make the crack the top 10.
Crack the top 10.
It's harsh, Rolling Stone.
Again, of Rolling Stone's top 10 deaths that didn't make anyone sad. It's pretty crazy.
Rolling Stone's crazy. They have, like, their best songs of all time always has, like, some weird ones in there.
Yeah, like the Beatles aren't even number one or whatever. Yeah, like Metallica's in the top 10, which is like, come on.
Yeah.
They should be number one. But
it's harsh.
It's harsh. It is a bit harsh. It's just harsh. That's all.
It's just harsh. That's all we're
saying. We're not going to editorialize beyond that.
It's just harsh, y'all.
It's just a bit
harsh. It's just a bit harsh.
That O.J. Simpson
on the juice
is one lower than Epstein. It's a bit harsh.
Yeah.
That's all we'll say.
It's harsh.
That is all we will say. And it's a bummer to go out on that note. A lot of great stuff happened for us this week. We're moving up in the world. I mean, the idea that we even got asked to be at Coachella this year is huge. Next year, we will throw some elbows and get ourselves as far away from the porta potties as we possibly can so that we can get some really high quality interviews that we can actually use on the show.
It's the first time they had podcasts there, so they said, you know,
this was the first time Coachella's ever had podcasts recorded at it.
Yeah.
Like 40 years into the history of the thing, this is the first time they ever did it. So they just weren't prepared for the situation. And we didn't want to ruffle feathers. But next year, we absolutely will.
As you could tell by that interview with Gwen Stefani, I did not talk because, let me tell you, I was goinked up.
Goinked, of course, is another one of the words that Buddy uses that you know exactly what he means, but it's not a word anybody's ever said before.
I was on a Jenkum train to rubber brain.
Well, we were unfortunately on a Jenkum train, not because we wanted to be.
There was a literal Jenkum train.
It was literally a train.
Maybe that's why I got extra goinked up.
Yeah, we were in a lot of ways posted up right behind a Jenkum train.
That's all porta potties are, is just Jenkum machines.
God, this show gets filthy sometimes, but it's fine, folks.
Porta potties
so
are
much.
Natural.
No, yeah, it's all natural. It's all natural. But folks, that's it for this episode. But if you want more of me and Buddy, there's only one way that you can do that. You can head over to patreon.com/BrettDeMott Show. And every Friday, we drop the bonus headline, which is a grab bag of excitement where we do usually a more visual episode. Where you can watch along with us.
Pretty
loose, pretty wild. The last few have all been pretty filthy. this week is less filthy, I will say. Less filthy. In fact,
we'll work it in.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It is pretty filthy. It's two-thirds filthy, but it's fun. It's a great, good time. The video is always fun. You get to watch along with us.
How to make the other one filthy, though.
No, don't. But we won't, though. It's only going to be two-thirds filthy this week.
Okay.
But you can get that bonus headline, and you can also get access to the entire back catalog of this show, videos of every recording of this show, as well as the video archives of my old Twitch talk show, How You Been with Brett DeMott.
which is like 45 episodes of another talk show that I did during the COVID lockdowns. So if you like the show, you like us, and you want a little bit more, you can throw $5 our way, or 10 if you're feeling crazy. And you can get access to all this stuff at patreon.com/Brett DeMott Show. It's very easy to find, very easy to subscribe. You can also get access to the Discord that we have with a bunch of great people. We just, everybody's having a blast in there. We're goofing around, posting fun stuff all day, every day, and we'd love for you to be there. So join us on Patreon. Again, patreon.com/Brett DeMott Show. And it's going to be a blast, folks. And we'll be back with our regular weekly free show next Wednesday, same time, same place, same freaking podcast app. And until that time, don't get jankumed.
Yeah.
Don't get jankumed.
Hey, don't get jankumed.